Zion Tammuz, so there's Birchas HaReach that we make sometimes, given the proper circumstances. There's a Siman Shulchan Aruch about Birchas HaReach, and one of the types of Birchas HaReach is Nosim Reach Tov BePeros. But what we're going to talk about tonight is when the freshly baked challah comes out of the oven, it many times has a very geschmack of fragrance. The smell is pleasurable, enjoyable. So the Rama says, and Sefer Reish says Zion, Yesh Yomrim Dami Riach Bepas Cham, Yesh Lo Levorech Shanosan Reach Tov Bepas. Apparently, it's a unique smell. It's unique to the pas, to the baking pas. And it's like peros, and you're taking it l'reyach, and so you make the bracha. But the yesh omrim dein levorech olav. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down dein zeh reyach choshev sheiroi levorech olav. It's not up there. It's just not significant enough. It smells good to people, but it's not significant enough to have its own bracha. Peros, I guess one of the qualities of peros is that they have a fragrance, but the pas, it just, I guess I would say it happens to smell good, but it's not something you would make a bracha on it. Maybe it's not one of the inherent qualities of pas that would entail a bracha. Although it is usher to smell it on Pesach, when you go in the shuk, the goyim, you have the Arabs, you have chometz for Pesach, so you're not allowed to smell it. It gives you hanah, and that's usher v'hanah. So you're not supposed to certainly not be mechaving to smell it and enjoy it. You're walking through, there's different halachas about that, but certainly you can't intentionally smell it. But there's no bracha. L'kach ein l'horiach bo was the maskon of the Ramah. The bottom line is not to make a bracha. So he says ein l'horiach bo. You should avoid being mechavein to take in the smell of this baked pas, this warm pas. Ein l'horiach bo. Mishnah Berurah says v'imei riach ein mevorech olav. Bottom line is no bracha, but what the Ramah really says is that it's enough of a suffix that you should avoid doing it. It means to avoid being mechaven, to smell. If you just smell it, there's not a shadow of a bracha. You would have to take it to smell. That's a halacha, like by all things. If you just smell something that smells good, but it's not made for reyach, in order to make the bracha, you would have to be no-tell it kedei l'hariach bo. So it's not as strange as it sounds. Don't smell it, because we're really talking about taking it to smell. Because just to smell something that's sitting there and is not generally omed l'reyach, so there's no bracha. It's only when you no-tell it to smell that it now becomes omed l'reyach, and that's when there's a machloikas to shittas in the Ramah, and he says ein l'hariach bo, but he's talking about not to take it to be meriach bo. So it's not as strange as it sounds. Don't smell it. Okay. We're learning now Chavis Halvavah, Sharakniya, Perakei, Rabbi, the seventh contemplation, the seventh thing to think about